But it is Matt Moore on the Hill today, Archie Bradley for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and we're joined by a good friend about his 20th year in broadcasting as well. He started with me, I think, way back in about 98 or so when he pitched for the Oakland Athletics, a great knuckleballer, and we had fun at KATD in those days, and that is St. Mary's man, and that's Tom Candiotti. Candy, nice to see you.
No, Marty, it's always great coming on. Yeah, you're right. We've been together a long time now.
20 years for you and me, and we started together in 98. Doing that show every Friday. We did fantasy football from Ricky's in San Leandro.
Yeah, we could do everything.
Ed's Mudville Grill and all that. But, Candy, part of the radio broadcast team for the Diamondbacks. I have not seen the Diamondbacks at all this summer. A lot of news, of course, a new manager, general manager. I'm glad to see you. And bring us up to date on the Diamondbacks.
Well, you know, they're kind of giving this team a mulligan. You know, last year there was a lot of hype about the Diamondbacks, of course, spending a lot of money and getting Zach Greinke. That was a big one for him. And a couple really good surprises. Gene Segura was a really good surprise, led the National League in hits. And so they end up making a big trade in the offseason. Really, it's basically him for Taijuan Walker, who's pitched very good this spring. But as we talked earlier, we've seen that happen before. But, you know, I think it's all going to depend on their rotation. You know, they can hit, they can score runs. Yeah. You know, the offense is you know, very, very good. But, you know, what are you going to get out of Zach Greinke? What are you going to get out of Shelby Miller? What are you going to get out of Corbin? You know, what are you going to get out of Robbie Ray? And then Taijuan Walker. Yeah. You know, Archie Bradley's on the mound today. You know, he's had, you know, two very, very subpar outings and one decent outing. You don't really know. So I think for Torrey Lovello, the new manager, you know, he's trying to figure these guys out. He's already seen the numbers and stuff. So now it's about the eye test and how guys handle themselves, how they go about their work, and if guys can earn their trust or not. And so I think that's where you're kind of at. If the Diamondbacks pitch well with those guys, then they're going to be very competitive. If they don't, then you're going to see a lot of like what happened last year.
Wow. All right. Tom Candiotti with us. Good report on this. Archie Bradley, we've seen him in spring, and of course he was injured. We saw him get hit by a ball. But the big arm, and, you know, I always say you got an arm like that, it's just a matter of time if you could put it together. We will see him today.
Yeah, we'll see him today. You know, Archie, you know, he's a very good athlete, obviously. His arm is good. He's around when he's throwing really well. He might touch 95, but probably pitches more around 92-ish or so. The changeup is a work in progress. His curveball, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Very inconsistent. Yeah. He pitched a game against the Cubs last year in Wrigley Field, and the Cubs hitters after that, guys like Rizzo and Bryant, you know, these guys, he handled pretty well. They said, we couldn't see his curveball. We could not pick up his curveball. And so when his curveball is on like that, obviously, it's very tough to hit if those guys are saying that.
Yeah.
But it's just not consistent all the time. So that's what you're kind of waiting for.
All right, Tom Candiotti with us, giving us a – I'm glad to have you here. It's always great to see you as well as two boys, part of the Chaparral baseball team. It's fourth in the country. My goodness, it's great to catch up with you on that. How about that?
Boy, yeah, it's great. It's you know, I have two boys on the team. Yeah. Casey, my older one, is a senior. He's committed to go to St. Mary's College next year.
Well, okay.
And my younger one, Clark, is a sophomore, and he's the starting catcher on the team, doing very well. Went and hit a home run the other day, which is pretty good. But also you have Luis Gonzalez's son, who is just a tremendous player, a fantastic hitter with great power. He'll be probably in the top couple rounds of the draft this June. He's committed to TCU. You have Mike Hampton's son, who plays left field. Very good athlete. Hit a walk-off home run yesterday to win one of the games they played. Also a very good pitcher on the mound, good arm. And you even have Mark Grace's son, who's on JVs right now. But at some point, probably next year, he'll probably come up. So you're having a lot of influence from, you know, ex-major leaguers, kids that have really pretty much hung around ballparks their whole childhood. And they're coming up and they're having a chance to display their talents. So, yeah, it's a team that was ranked fourth in the nation, second in Arizona. Hamilton's got a very good team, too. I think they were number two or something. But they're off. I think they're 10-1 right now and playing great.
Wow. Have you taught Casey the knuckleball yet?
He does have a good knuckleball. You know, unfortunately, the coach at Chaparral won't let him throw it.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those things.
Can Clark catch it?
I've had to. He can catch. He catches them all summer when they were throwing it and things. And it's a very good knuckleball right now. It just needs reps. Wow. He just needs to do that. But, you know, he throws fastball, curveball, changeup, very good command, gets ground balls, quick outs, and he's got a nasty curveball.
What fun. Good for Tom Candiotti. And he'll be in the Bay Area at St. Mary's next year. Very good. Hey, Candy, Shelby Miller. I know the reports early on. God, the first week they said he was throwing 99. And what a year he had, scraping his hand on the mound. An injury like that was unheard of. But he's another big piece of the puzzle. What do we see from Shelby Miller here?
We were scratching our head with that last year. I don't think I have ever seen a pitcher scrape his knuckle on the mound unless you're Kent DeColvy
or somebody like that.
Or something like that. But he obviously his mechanics were way off last year. He had a lot of some personal problems also to go along with that. But he's had all offseason to get ready, reflect, and all this stuff, and try to iron those out. And he's had his first two outings were outstanding. And I saw a game where he was throwing 97,
wow,
you know, consistently. I never saw him throw that hard last year. And but he was throwing the ball really good, had a good changeup, was throwing strikes. And I was able to see him pitch two different times. And the game I had not seen him pitch, you know, he really got roughed up. So, again, I don't really don't take too much stock in the pitchers right now until they get to about their fourth start.
Yeah.
Usually guys are getting about six starts before the season. So, really, your fourth and fifth starts, to me, are your really important ones. The last one's just kind of a little tune-up to get ready for the season, especially if you're the opening day guy.
Yeah.
But the fourth and fifth starts are the ones I really kind of look at, because that's the time where, look, you should have the feel of your off-speed pitches, your breaking ball. I know this isn't an easy place to pitch. I had a pitch in a cactus leg, and, you know, nothing happens good for a pitcher down here.
Really.
So you kind of take it with a grain of salt.
Well, we'll see Matt Moore today for the Giants, and this may be his fourth start, I think, today for him, so we'll see how that works out. Candy, Zach Greinke, sort of the mystery man, the velocity was down. Everyone, Steve Gilbert and all, Nick Pecoro, tweeting out, my goodness, his velocity's down. Does Greinke, does he stay a Diamondback all year, or are they trying to move him?
Well, I think, again, as we were talking a little bit earlier, I think they're giving these guys a mulligan.
Okay.
And I think if you got off to a start like you did last year, where it was pretty bad, you might start seeing them maybe moving some guys. But, you know, they're going to give them a chance, and you kind of look at the first half. If I think they're in contention the first half, I think, you know, they'll probably stay with them.
Okay.
But if you're not and you're falling out and it's not working and things aren't going well, why keep a guy that's, I think he's getting like 37% of your
really?
Total salary, you know, for the team. You probably have to move him at that time, I would think.
All right, then we'll wrap it up with Tom Candiotti. Great to see you. I'm so glad you stopped in here. It's a gorgeous day in Scottsdale. Archie Bradley for the Diamondbacks. My first time to see the Diamondbacks today. And Matt Moore pitches for the Giants today. Giant lineup today: Nunez, Aaron Hill, Brandon Belt, Jarrett Parker, Connor Gillespie, Trevor Brown, Kelby Tomlinson, Gorky's Hernandez, and Candy, you're going to like this guy, Orlando Calixte. Quick hands, boy. Where do you see this guy? He's playing, well, he's playing right field today. My goodness.
Well, I was trying to pronounce his name yesterday.
Calixte.
Yeah.
Did you see him yesterday? How about the hands, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he's playing right field today. All right. And this is not a split squad. So Jarrett Parker in left. So we've got that coming up. Torrey Lovello. New manager. Give me your impressions of him. I don't know him at all. If he walked in here, I wouldn't know him.
Yeah, he's super duper nice guy. I've worked with Torrey. I played against him a little bit.
Did you?
Our careers kind of crossed paths a little bit. When I was working in the front office for the Indians, he was, I think, a roving minor league hitting instructor at that time. Out of UCLA, was the bench coach for the Red Sox with Johnny Farrell, who was a really good close friend of mine, and he comes with, and when Johnny had his cancer, Torrey filled in for a long time. Did a nice job. Little different squad, you know, when you come to the National League, especially the National League West, where it's not like quite the American League East, where you just put nine guys in and let them go out and mash, right? But a little different here. So he's trying to get to know his personnel. He's a very engaging guy. You know, he's on top of his game right now. You know, young managers are very energetic and things. So it's a great opportunity for Torrey. And I think we're all excited to see, you know, what he does and how he kind of does things.
Boy, interesting. Green in San Diego, young man, former Diamondback. Lovello, Arizona, younger man. Buddy Black, now in Colorado. Dave Roberts, younger man in L.A. Then you get the old man, the future Hall of Famer, Bruce Bochy in San Francisco. Isn't that interesting in the division?
The gray fox.
Really?
And everybody can learn from Boch, trust me. And I always well, I played against Bruce a little bit in the major leagues, and he, the one thing that you always admire, and I'm sure you guys do because you get to see him every day, is the way he uses the bullpen. Yeah. I mean, he can just step on your throat down there, and he was a little bit ahead of his time, I think, using that and, you know, getting the matchups and trusting guys down there to get there, putting guys in roles. He's a master down there. Yeah. He really is a master, and he's also, and I haven't been in the locker room with him, but looking from the outside in, he's a guy that looks like he just builds everyone's confidence, and he gets them to play. And he gets when you're able to do that, and when you're able to make players feel good about themselves, they're going to give you everything they got.
Boy, very good. Candy, great to see you. Tom Candiotti, congratulations on everything that's going on. And we've got a long season ahead. We'll see you up in San Francisco, and congratulations on St. Mary's and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll see you 19 times, right?
Yeah, that's correct. All right, that's Tom Candiotti.